Radio Prague News.
Horse meat has been discovered in some packages of frozen lasagna in the Czech branch of Tesco. A poll by the STEM agency has revealed that Topo 9 is now the strongest party right of center. And the first garage in Europe designated for bicycles opened in Hradec Králové. Two batches of pre-made frozen lasagna that were set to be sold by Tesco in the Czech Republic were found to contain horse meat instead of beef, which was stated in the ingredients. The Czech Agriculture and Food Inspection Authority ordered Tesco to take all of the Novaco frozen lasagna off the shelves, since the label was misleading customers. The batches that were found to contain horse meat were marked as having been produced in Luxembourg. Horse meat can be legally sold in the Czech Republic. A government bill aimed at regulating the anonymous holding of shares was passed by the Chamber of Deputies on Tuesday evening. Critics say the current widespread use of undocumented bearer bonds in the Czech Republic facilitates corruption. Under the new legislation, firms will have to register shares at a central depository or lodge them in document form at a bank. However, the opposition Social Democrats say the bill does not go far enough. They plan to amend it when it goes before the Senate, which they dominate. Topo 9 would be the second biggest party in the lower house if parliamentary elections were held today, according to the polling agency STEM. A February poll revealed that Topo 9 had gained the lead on the center-right with a 14.2% support rating, while its main partner in government, the Civic Democrats, had a mere 11.6%, which is only 0.3 of a percentage point ahead of the Communist Party. The Social Democrats, who would win the elections, are supported by 28.2% of respondents. According to the Czech Hydrometeorological Office, the country is experiencing an unusually low amount of sunlight so far in 2013. In January, there was a total average of 20 hours of sunlight, which is only 43% of the normal amount for this time of year. Last week, only 2 hours of visible sunlight was registered, which is around 10% of normal sunlight for this time. In December, on the other hand, there was a slightly above average amount of sunlight. The first European garage designated exclusively for bicycles opened in the center of Hradec Králové. The octagonal multi-story glass structure can house up to 116 bicycles. Bikes are placed in free spots by an automated lift and can be left in the garage for 5 crowns per day. The investor and creator of the garage, Rudolf Bernard, said that he was inspired by a similar garage he saw in Shanghai. The Palác Akropolis Performance and Musical Arts Space in Prague will launch a new play called Česko Forever, a True Story, about a corruption scandal involving the energy company ČEZ and Škoda Power. The production, which is supported by millionaire Karel Janeček's Anti-Corruption Endowment Fund, will premiere on Monday. The play was inspired by a secret recording of a well-known lobbyist. The organized crime unit of the Czech police has arrested 8 men from Kladno for procurement of sexual services as well as human and drug trafficking. The men allegedly brought 12 to 15 prostitutes to a rest area on the D5 freeway near the town of Rudna near Prague, where they offered their services and consequently took the women's earnings. The police have followed the gang's activities since the end of 2011. 3 of the accused are in custody, while the other 5 were released on bail awaiting trial. The ice hockey team Lev Praha is the only Czech team among the 16 that have qualified for this year's Continental Hockey League playoffs. In their first playoff game on Wednesday evening, Lev will face one of Russia's strongest teams, CSKA Moscow, which is in the second place in the Western Conference. And for the weather, the upcoming days will be mostly cloudy with intermittent snowfall. Temperatures will dip a little with daytime highs between -4 and -1 degrees Celsius. I'm Masha Walensky, and that's all for the news.